not only have you been around for 28 years, but you've held high positions, you have sat on investment committees, you have trained financial advisors.
In the evolution of my experience and in my career, but more importantly, as an advisor to clients,
yep,
what was missing was the ability to serve a client in their best interest from an investment perspective.
Welcome to It's All About Clarity, the go-to podcast for bringing clarity to your financial journey. Join Mark Pearson and the Nepsis team as they share insights to portfolio management, tax strategy, and more. Whether you're interested in investing, retiring, giving, saving, advising, or tax planning, here, it's all about clarity.
Well, folks, we're joined here today with one of our senior wealth advisors, Ed Stolber, recently joining Nepsis as well. Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing great today. How
Excellent.
Are you?
Excellent. I'm fantastic. You ready to have some fun? Ed just told
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
Is it true that you literally just told me you've never been on film before?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Well, we're old enough to remember that when we didn't have cell phones, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Well, thanks for being here. As I mentioned, being one of our senior wealth advisors, one of the things I would love for you today is give our listeners and watchers a few snippets that hopefully can enhance their financial situation, their financial plan, help them plan with clarity, live with clarity, invest with clarity, and the such. One of the things I do want to cover, so don't let me forget, is a conversation we had a while back before you joined us about how many years you've been in the business and how some of the things here at Nepsis we're doing you had never seen before or heard of before. So don't let us forget that, because that helps our listeners and watchers realize we are different and we can hopefully impact people's financial lives, which is exactly why you came here. It's important for you to impact people's lives.
Correct? Awesome. We'll do.
Good. So let's talk about your background first. Tell people a little bit about how long you've been doing this. You're an old workhorse like me. You look a lot younger than me, but tell people a little bit about how long you've been doing this and your history in this business.
Well, I started in the industry back in the mid to late part of the last century.
I never like to say it that way when I talk to people, but that's actually a true statement.
It is, absolutely. You know, I've been at this about 28 years or so, somewhere in that range. And
okay.
I've had the opportunity and the fortune to have worked for some very, very good companies in my career, and Fortune 200 companies.
Right.
And, you know, those companies become what they are, not just because of their valuation, but because a lot of times those companies, majority of the time, they're doing something right by clients.
Right.
And that's I'm very proud of that. So
right.
To be where I'm at today, I've served roles, everything from a broker-dealer function, what's called a dual registration as an RIA and a broker-dealer,
yep,
all the way through working purely as an IAR, which is an investment advisor rep of a registered investment advisor, an RIA.
Yep.
And
Trained advisors?
I've trained 5,000-6,000 advisors on the financial planning process, how to build financial planning businesses, how to build recurring revenue models within their practice. And what that means is really helping clients and preparing advisors to have conversation with clients is to, hey, the fees that you're paying are for these specific services, like
right,
financial planning. And then keeping the investment advisory service fees separate from that, and
right,
helping clients have a clear understanding of kind of how the structure works,
right,
and how it benefits them.
Right. Of course, most people probably watching this know that Nepsis purchased a CPA firm a while back, and we've now built out what we're calling the family office framework, this ability for our clients to have, for lack of a better phrase, one-stop shopping, sitting in front of the table with the CPAs, the attorneys, the advisors, everybody in the same firm with the same goals, with the same belief systems, and helping our clients achieve ultimate clarity in their financial process. You have an extensive background in that environment where you came from a firm where you were an advisor that worked with the CPA and the client. Can you talk a little bit about what that was like and what that experience is like and why you like that process as a whole?
Oh, absolutely. I remember reading an article about 15 to 20 years ago that talked about whatever organization or individual can figure out how to bring tax in the financial planning process in a recurring experience for the client will best serve the client's financial needs over the long term.
100%.
And I've always believed that.
Yeah.
Because the reality is that when you're dealing with money, you're dealing with taxes.
Yes.
And you can't avoid it.
Right.
So let's not avoid it. Let's not skirt it. Let's just deal with it.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be doing it from a fiduciary perspective, what's in the client's best interest.
Right.
Not the government's best interest, not the company's best interest, but the client.
Exactly.
So when working with the accounting firm that I had worked with in the past, that was as an evolution of my career in leading me to Nepsis eventually today, is that next phase for me to experience was working directly with the CPA and the client in the space that they're trying to deal with or understand or to minimize taxation or leverage.
Yeah.
And that education for the 11 years that I was with that firm was invaluable.
Yeah. So you would sort of alluded to it a little bit, but why don't you tell people why you decided to come to Nepsis? What made, because frankly, truth be told, you and I have been having conversations for quite a while about Nepsis. It wasn't like a slam dunk for you to come to our firm. But why did you finally decide to take the jump and come to Nepsis?
That's a great question. And it's a bit of a long answer, but
podcast. You take your time.
I'll try to be as brief as possible. What I've noticed across my career is that my sense of fiduciary responsibility to the client has always been at the standard that says, I will do no harm. I will always provide the right next step for a client to take and the advice that they need. And if I don't have that expertise, I'm going to go find that expertise and bring that expertise to the table and let them provide the answer to those questions.
Right.
And you have a certain autonomy to do that within a firm. And what I found is that through the corporate structure of companies, it became very limiting to my ability to serve a client in their best interest.
Right.
Whether it be that company was a product manufacturer and a seller of their products to their clients and being duly registered, or a company that was a nonprofit, not-for-profit organization.
Right. Right.
Or as an RIA that had a governance in place that restricted the ability for an advisor to make recommendations to the types of investments that would be in a client's best interest.
Right. Just as a side note, what's your opinion? Because I felt the exact same way in my evolution of my own career, starting out as in a broker-dealer independent broker-dealer environment, making the decision to become an RIA, many, many years ago. But one of the reasons why I decided to manage money internally, and I was unique at the time because I was a financial advisor, but I was directly managing the client money myself. And it just so happens my reputation grew over the years and my acumen of managing portfolios and my philosophy and strategy and the processes that I used to achieve my clients' goals. But I felt that when we manage the money in-house and being a fiduciary, doesn't that also mean as a fiduciary we should find the best investments for our clients to own? And those best investments are the best companies to own. And that was my evolution into that process. And so when you talk about when you were at your previous firms and coming to Nepsis, what have you learned by being here, seeing now that we manage the money internally, we do it very differently from what you have seen in the past?
Yeah, I would say that was part of the reason I made the decision to come to Nepsis, because in the evolution of my experience and in my career, but more importantly as an advisor to clients, what was missing was the ability to serve a client in their best interest from an investment perspective. So when I think about how the industry has educated advisors and then also how they've tied it into the marketing of products and services, they've utilized things like model portfolios all the way across the board to indices and accepting market returns.
Right.
And the other part of that is that it doesn't serve clients in any way, because it's kind of like you're driving a car into the future looking out the rearview mirror.
Right.
You hit a bump, it's already too late. The bump has already occurred, and you don't even know how big the bump was until you see it in the rearview mirror.
Yep.
So
Great analogy.
Yeah. I really look at Nepsis as an evolution of how to tie in the financial planning process, the investment advisory process, into the current state and looking forward, because past performance doesn't guarantee future returns.
Right.
That actually is true.
Right. That's why they make us say it.
Exactly. But the fact is that the industry will tell us that, and these so-called experts will tell us that, hey, based on my projection or my interpretation or my prediction, the Fed's going to do this or the Fed's going to do that, or if this part of the market does this.
Prediction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And all it is recency bias that they're utilizing to validate their presumptions.
Yeah.
And that's just not right for clients.
Well, I think too, look, the financial services business, correct me if I'm wrong or if you disagree, is a very, very large business, and it is about money. And there's a lot of egos in the money business. There's a lot of egos in the financial services business. And at the same time, in order to keep that massive ship running and profitable, you've got to streamline efforts. And what I've really seen happen in this industry from back in the 80s, when I really started in the business, when you actually had what they call the stockbroker, as opposed to a financial advisor, that the industry has continued to dummy down the business, to cookie cutter it, to put people more and more into boxes. You fit in this box or you fit in that box, when the reality of it is that the key to wealth creation and sustaining of wealth has always been, since the beginning of time, being an investor in businesses, being a business owner. And when you cookie cutter it, when you put it into these allocation models and you come up with these ideas, well, we rebalance your portfolio every 30 days. I always love hearing that. We rebalance quarterly. Why? I mean, if you knew what companies you owned and why you owned them, why would you sell that company when it's such a great investment right now? In other words, decisions are made in a vacuum. They're not made based solely on the fiduciary responsibility and the common sense and the logic of investing. Would you agree with that?
I would agree wholeheartedly. In fact, I've worked for firms that would put a policy in place into their rebalancing tool that states, you need to have a stated capital gain objective each year.
Yeah.
It's like, why?
It's not common sense.
Exactly. Yeah. And the reason why is that it became easier for their back office to be able to track for reporting, to be compliant to the SEC guidelines.
Sure.
In addition to the fact that there's a presumption that the reality is in our industry, and this is since the beginning of the time, if money ain't moving, money ain't being made.
That's
the industry
statement.
Perspective.
Yeah, that's a great point. I know we've covered a couple of things here, but what else do you think differentiates Nepsis, not you've been here for a little while, from other firms that are out there?
I would say there's two things. The first thing is the Clarity Roadmap, which is at the baseline, the financial planning process.
Right.
And what Nepsis has done is they put that to the forefront as the starting point, because the reality is this, is that if you don't define and have a clear objective, what are you going towards?
That's exactly right.
Okay. And the other part of it is that the behavior within the firm, within the advisors, within yourself, of
don't tell
that responsibility of being a fiduciary to the client, being
right
and doing things in their best interest,
right,
has been, that's exactly what I've always wanted to do,
right.
And I'm untethered.
Right.
I have the ability to work with clients.
Right.
And be the fiduciary that
I love it.
That I really want to
yeah,
do for them.
I love it. You had mentioned a while back another differentiator I think you probably already know because you brought it up to me was the idea that some of the things that we do here at Nepsis you had never even seen before. And you've been in this business a long time. I think your comment was, I've been doing this a long time, and some of the stuff that you guys are doing here, I've never seen. Not only have you been around for 28 years, but you've held high positions, you have sat on investment committees, you have trained financial advisors. Can you elaborate a little bit on these processes that we have here at Nepsis that truly differentiates us? And in doing that, can you entwine into that the power behind the family office framework in that process? Does that make sense?
Yes. I think the first thing is, as an advisor, and how Nepsis has structured the support around advisors, around me as an advisor, working with clients, and your emphasis of, I want you to spend time with our clients, truly understanding who they are,
right,
how they think, what they really need, and we have a back office that will take care of all the process.
Right.
The process before progress, seeing that in motion every day is a continued validation of what and why I came to Nepsis.
Right.
You know, the road to clarity, the true understanding, that road to Nepsis.
Yes.
It's an iterative process. And it's also an iterative process for advisors as well as clients.
Yeah.
Because that the road to clarity is that once we get to a certain level of understanding, then we get more information and we realize there's more to learn, there's more
yes.
to understand. And clients are that way because you just don't build a relationship with a client like it's a 20-year relationship
right.
in 3 hours.
Right. Right.
And
exactly.
We're talking about people's
journey.
Yeah. These we're talking about people's financial
100%.
Lives. Yep. You know? And yep. the reality of that is, hey, there's a significant amount of trust that needs to be established yep. and demonstrated.
Yes.
And that's what I see at Nepsis.
I love it. You know, there's a lot of commercials from financial advisory firms now. There's a lot of different financial advisory firms out there. I've often said on podcasts and in general that there are certain things that Nepsis does that most firms don't do. I've talked about our access into the family office framework and what that can do for tax planning and access to oil wells, access to tax credits, access to strategies that can help mitigate taxes for our clients and hopefully enhance the overall performance of their assets to help them accomplish their goals much quicker, easier, or at a greater level. What's been your thought process coming from a firm that has CPAs, being a part of the Nepsis office framework? How is it different? Is it different? And if it is different, why is it different?
So to use an elf analogy, it's shocking. And what I mean by
there's
that,
there's gonna be a lot of people listening and watching this podcast have no idea who Elf is, but one of my favorite shows in the 80s.
It's shocking.
Yeah.
But the reality is this, is that when you have CPAs in the meetings with your client, and this is an extension of my previous firm that I had worked with.
Right.
When you take it out to the next level, which is we want to talk about alternative investments, not like the alternative investment in an asset allocation model.
Correct.
We're talking about alternative ways where clients can generate consistent income.
Yep.
That we as a firm, we as an organization, as a family office, an RIA, have absolutely zero connection with revenue.
Correct.
There's no paybacks. There's nothing. It's purely in the client's best interest.
Yep.
Whether it be an oil well or an another type of investment outside of the scope or purview of what we manage.
Right.
That is acting in a client's best interest.
Right. 100%. Do you, so in that vein, mistakes, you know, to get back to, you know, a couple of meaty things for people listening here, what are some of the most common mistakes people make going into retirement?
Oh, absolutely. The two most common mistakes people make in going into retirement are this. One, they may not take the time to actually go through the financial planning process to understand what is the impact of shutting off income, and then what other incomes are being turned on.
Yep.
And then how do I manage, not just from a cash flow perspective, but from a tax perspective,
yep,
all of the income sources that I need to be drawing from.
Yes.
That's the first one. You kind of need to make sure you prepare yourself to make that exit into retirement.
Yes.
That's the financial part.
Yep. Yep.
The one that actually trumps them all is the behavioral part, which is people need to retire to something, not retire from something.
Yeah.
Because there
Amen.
Is
well
there's,
said.
There's a study that's been done that talks about you have the anticipation phase and then you have the independence phase. It's like, woohoo, every day is a Friday, every day ends in Y, and I can't remember what day it is.
Yes.
A year later you wake up one morning going, okay, is this all there is to
yeah. what's going on? What should I be doing next?
Right.
Right. And
right.
and we all desire to be doing something. That's the
right.
human nature.
Right.
So that be of getting to that waking up and saying, hey, what do I need to do next?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the being prepared to go through that emotionally.
You set up my last question here pretty well, and that is this. What are some of the missed opportunities clients experience by not having the family office framework? You mentioned pulling money from the right areas, managing the income part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any examples, experience, where you feel like in the NEPSIS framework, there's a lot more flexibility in how that works versus what you're used to seeing?
Oh, absolutely. There's a, I'll give you an example of this is a previous client from a firm that I worked with in the past. And there was an inheritance involved. An inheritance would be paid out over a 20-year time frame.
Okay.
But the inheritance was pretty substantial, you know, okay. in excess of $20 million.
Right. That
and,
is.
And that's, but that's paid out over time.
Right.
So, we're limited in many firms to do the proper planning around that. And that firm was limited. It had some limitations what it could and could not do.
Mm.
So when you couple that piece with their estate planning needs all the way across the board, their income tax planning needs, this is about not being in a reactive state to income taxes. It's
right.
about be forward looking.
Right.
And when you sit with your accountant and you help them get in a position to be forward looking through that with that client together,
yes,
and start looking forward, that's when your accountants, more often than not, they can become incredible resources.
Yes.
And it's the exact same process with the estate planning attorney.
Yes.
And then more importantly, that when you have families of wealth, is the ability to bring them into a family office structure where you can talk about not the numbers, but what the wishes of the parents are, basically the grantors of the future
yep.
wealth of the family,
yep.
to say, what are their values? What are your values?
Yep.
Find common values, set up specific objectives, financial goals,
yep.
philanthropic goals.
Yep.
Most important.
Giving
with clarity.
Yep.
Exactly. Bringing that together through the family office process, being unencumbered as an advisor, to bring the experts to the table that are required.
Yes.
And to think outside the box and be encouraged to do so to help yep. meet a client's needs.
Yes.
Nobody's doing that in the industry except NEPSIS.
You're making me want to work at NEPSIS.
Do you need a job? I know a guy.
I love it. Well, this has been great. And like I said, we're super excited you're part of the team. I think your thought process, and I knew you were the right guy for the job because when you came in and you assessed certain things, there are certain things advisors can say that I look for that you've said, which tell me you get the vision of what I created and built to expand. And so to me, it's a great honor to have you on the team. Before we end this, is there any question I didn't ask, I should have asked, or anything you'd like to add before we end the podcast?
No, I think the questions have been very thought-provoking and
good
and insightful, and I'm honored to have and honored and privileged to be here, to be part of NEPSIS.
We're glad
to be able to shape, you know, our clients' lives going forward.
So I appreciate it. If you want to learn more about NEPSIS, you can go to nepsisinc.com and click on the links. Lots of free information people can look at. Thanks for tuning into the show this week, and we'll be back soon.